Welcome back to the Multiverse of Movies with your host Jacob
and Adam Aaron.
And today we're going to be talking about Captain America Civil War.
One of the best movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, in my opinion. We saw the Avengers explode on each other.
Yep. It comes from my favorite phase of Marvel. And I think that this movie it definitely rates up there in terms of my top. So why don't you give us begin the synopsis of the movie?
So I don't really remember how the movie starts off. That's not the important part of the movie. The important part to me is when they're in the airport and they just fight each other.
And they all start fighting.
Team Captain America versus Team Iron Man. We saw the introduction of new characters like Black Panther and Spider-Man in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we also saw, I believe this was Ant-Man's first movie too, or was that beforehand?
I think he must have had...
Yeah, I think the first Ant-Man movie came out, and then... Yeah. He appeared in the new...
But it was the first appearance of Spider-Man, which was very exciting.
Very huge, and I'll put the clip right here.
All right, I've run out of patience. On to ruse! Nice job, kid.
Thanks. Well, I could have stuck the landing a little better. It's just a new suit. Wait, it's nothing, Mr. Stark. It's perfect, thank you.
Yeah, we don't really need to start a conversation.
Okay. Captain? Big fan of Spider-Man.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Just...
Hey, everyone.
Good job.
But the basic plot, I guess, leading up to that point, is the government wants to control the Avengers because the damage that they've caused in fighting these, like, villains is a lot, and they want to make sure that they can be controlled. And Tony Stark believes that, yeah, they can be a bit of a threat because of their powers. But Captain America thinks otherwise, that if they were to be controlled by the government, that they wouldn't be able to fully enact justice or just be, you know, have their, you know, motives. Like, they wouldn't be able to actually do good as well as they could if they were being, you know, sent out by the government.
Yeah, I believe this is one of the highest grossing movies for the Marvel and Disney universe as well, I believe.
It would make sense.
I don't remember how much exactly, but I know it's somewhere in the like 100 millions, because there was hundreds of showings at the theater that I currently work at. Well, I didn't work there when this movie came out, but I know that there was just a lot of people who came in. Yeah, sorry, I was definitely wrong. The box office pulled in $1.153 billion.
Yeah, it's
definitely up there in the highest movies of all time. Like, think about
it was it actually grossed the highest in Canada, surprisingly.
Wow.
It was 408.1 million in the US and 745.2 million in Canada.
Wow.
It's honestly fair, because it's like, other than Endgame, we don't really see any other Marvel movies where all of these people come together and are fighting.
I know Spider-Man No Way Home is up there as well, which we are going to talk about in probably the last episode of this podcast.
I would imagine so.
And, you know, this movie was beautiful. We saw Team Iron Man, which was Iron Man, Black Panther, Vision, Black Widow, War Machine, and Spider-Man, versus Team Captain America, which was Captain America, Bucky Barnes, Falcon, Scarlet Witch, Hawkeye, and Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Do you remember if there was anyone who was just, like, in the middle? They didn't want a side? I don't remember if there was anyone like that. I don't believe there was.
Well, Thor wasn't part of this, right?
No, I don't believe that. I think this was in the process that Thor was on Asgard with Hulk as well.
Right. Oh, yeah, okay. I don't remember if there was anyone that was neutral about it. I think there was mostly, it was pretty, I mean, it was a civil war.
Yeah. Also, this is post Age of Ultron.
Yep. After the fact that, and I think that's the reason that Tony Stark is of the opinion that he is, because of, he was the one that built Ultron.
Yeah.
And so he feels kind of guilty. Like, he caused that almost.
Yeah.
And so he thinks that they should be regulated, and that makes sense.
Also, I believe Scarlet Witch was kind of on the bad side, because Quicksilver died in Age of Ultron, from what I remember.
Yeah, she's been through a lot.
Yeah, she's been through a lot. I mean, think about what, you know, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, you know.
What a movie.
We saw her, you know, absolutely terrorize the entire Illuminati.
But yeah, in terms of like the characters, I think that they were like, they really did a deep dive into the specific, like more, I guess just the complexities of interactions and like these important, you know, things like, should the government have control over these like superhuman entities, or should they do what they think is best for the world? And it's a really interesting thought experiment. It really brings up a lot of great questions, just about our world as well. Like, obviously we don't have superheroes, but like just for things that are, you know, like weapons, stuff like that, like, should the government have control of that?
And this was also the first time that we ever saw superheroes fighting each other in teams, you know. You would have never seen this sign before.
Of like, not everything was perfect, the dynamics weren't always, they didn't always work well with one another.
What movie came out after this? Was it Avengers Infinity War, I believe? I believe it was Infinity War, and then Endgame came out the year after.
It must have been Infinity War.
Those are two. I think Civil War is probably the best Captain America movie. You know, Captain America, the first Avenger, was, you know, it was okay. But then Captain America Winter Soldier, that one was good. And then Civil War came out, and I was like, whoa. You know, I would have never seen Bucky, who was considered the villain at one point.
Well, I mean, he killed the first Black Panther.
Killed I forget his name. I know T'Chaka? T'Chaka was the original Black Panther, and then that was handed over to Prince T'Challa.
And he vowed, like, revenge on Bucky, for...
And then you see in Avengers Infinity War, I believe, where he's chasing him on the bike, or is that...
I can't remember.
Is that Civil War? I don't remember. Anyways, this movie in all, perfect movie. It's exactly what you'd want to see in a Marvel movie. There's action, there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes on. You see the introduction of Spider-Man, which was one of the biggest movie plot twists of all time. I believe they teased it. The movie came out, I believe. And
people are just waiting to see that happen in the movie.
The thing is with the Spider-Man now, they did good after No Way Home. I'm just waiting to see what they do after that.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Civil War. And they kind of missed out.
What do you think about the visual effects?
Visual effects? Amazing.
I do think so.
When Ant-Man, like, turns big and just hits the airplane, I think that's part of the movie, where he, like, throws someone into it.
Yeah. That's at the airport.
That one was really good.
They had apparently almost 20 visual effects studios working on Civil War.
Wow.
Yeah, so they had quite a lot of...
It's a lot of jobs. That's a lot of people that work on one.
One of them actually de-aged Robert Downey Jr.
Just one person specifically?
One studio.
My goodness.
What was it for? It was de-aged. It was a scene that involved the like holographic version of himself, like the younger holographic himself.
Oh, yeah.
So they had to like de-age him. Wow. Which is kind of funny just to think about, but
de-aging Robert Downey Jr.
It definitely seems like it was it needed that many, because there were just so many things happening, different powers that were being used from different superheroes, and so they needed like all these effects and all these things and to make it look seamless, and they really pulled it off. I think.
Do you believe that there was any characters that kind of missed out on this movie? I believe the Hulk would have been amazing in this movie.
I think so too. I think Thor and Hulk, I mean, I know that they were off doing their own thing. I think that they were sorely missed though, for sure.
Yeah. I think that with the two of them, they could have made the teams bigger and a lot better, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, because the Hulk,
it almost, like, this Civil War at the beginning, it almost felt like a parking lot scuffle.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, oh, come here. And, you know, they're fighting and they're throwing stuff at each other, and there's like five of them, and you're like, to onlookers, they're like, what are they doing over there?
Yeah.
But like, if it was, you know, the Hulk and Thor, there would actually be like a sizable group against a sizable group, and then it would be like more of like a, I don't know, like a Target parking lot war, you know? Like, it wouldn't be just like a parking lot. It would like actually be like people fighting, you know?
Yeah. I think that this movie overall, great movie. I would rate it 8.75 out of 10. It could have used more characters.
Yeah.
And I'd like it to be more than just bringing in new people and having them fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think a Spider-Man movie before having Captain America Civil War would have been better, in my opinion, simply
just
because
we
would, like, figure out who the Spider-Man really is.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, what about you? What do you rate this movie?
I'd rate it a solid 8.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Like you were saying, the characters that were in it were fantastic, but I think it could have just... It definitely could have included a lot more characters and made it feel a little bit more like it was very divisive, like, event. Like, do they get controlled or not?
Yeah.
Like, and the visual effects were, like, absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, overall, like, it wasn't the perfect movie, but it was really, really close up there. Like, it was certainly good. And, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about who and what we are going to be talking about on the next episode of Multiverse of Movies?
Yeah, we're taking a little bit of a turn. So we're going to have our first guest on the Multiverse of Movies podcast. We're having David Scott here to talk about the Deadpool movie. We're switching it up. We're going for a little bit of less PG movie.
One of the only R-rated Marvel movie series, I should say, because there is a third one coming out.
And he's quite the funny guy, so you'll want to stay tuned for that episode and make sure you don't miss out.
That was the second episode of Multiverse of Madness where we took...
Multiverse of Movies.
Oh, yeah. Where we took a deep dive into Captain America Civil War. Once again, my name is Adam Aaron.
And I'm Jacob.
And this was Multiverse of Movies.
Multiverse of Movies.